He said in verse 18, who against hope believed in hope. How did he change it? Who against hope, he believed in. Where did he get hope from? God said, I have made you a father of many nations. Now I'm finna mess with you now. I have made you what? Daddy. Notice what he said. I have made thee a father of many nations who against hope believed in hope, that he might become, that he might become. God spoke and Abraham believed what the word said, that he might become, that he might become. Now I'm going to tell you what he told me. He said, some of you have been sitting around and I've told you, you heard it from the mouth of the prophet, you heard it prophesied, that's your house. And you just sit there. He says, it's time for you to get up and get aggressive. Get that word in your mouth. Get that word in your mouth. That's what Abraham did. Don't sit around and wait till the house show up. You know, the money fall out the sky, which ain't going to happen. You're going to have to get that word in your mouth. You're going to have to become fully persuaded like Abraham. Everything was dead, but he believed he would become. You may be in a situation, pain in your body, but you got to believe the word that you will become. Amen. I am a healed man. I'm a healed woman. Yes. I'm a blessed man. You may be having all kind of trouble out of your mind, but you got to believe the word of God. I have the peace of God in my mind. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Glory to God. You got to believe that you will become what God said, and that's what Abraham, he believed that he would become. Even though he had a dead body, a dead womb, but they became just what God said. Hello, somebody. I said, hello, somebody. I said, hello, somebody. That you would become the father of many nations. You become the owner of property. You become the owner of the thing God had promised you. Yes. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so he said, and being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, neither the deadness of Sarah's womb, but was what? He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able to perform. He was able to bring it to pass. I said he was able to bring it to pass. Hallelujah. Back to look back to Galatians chapter 4, 3 and verse 12. It says that the law is not of faith. Let me read this again. Let's read verse 11. But that no man is justified, how? By the law in the sight of God. It is written, it is evident. It is what? What? The just shall live how? The who shall live by faith? Who are the just? The just shall live by faith. Listen to what verse 12 says. And the law is not of faith. Living in unbelief against what God has said, the word, that's not faith. But the man that doeth them shall live by them. And so we found out doing things religious way is not a faith. Christ hath redeemed us. Where? From the curse. And if you live under the law, which means we live like we did before we got saved, that we're living under curse. But if you live by faith, all the promises of him in him is what? Yes and amen. So here we go. Christ had redeemed us from what? The curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for written curses everyone that hangeth on the tree. Why did he do it? That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles. How? Through Christ, through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Well, what did he do? He gave us the world. He made us heirs of the world. Listen to this. He made us heirs of this world. He created this world. Hear me now. He created this world. And now watch what he did. He created this world, this whole world. And then, when he created this world, then he put everything in this world to produce for man. Are you following me? Are you following me? This world, you ever notice that when you need something, you don't have to shoot a rocket to space to get some butter bean? Come on now. You don't have to get to your satellite and go to Venus. Try to find some butter bean. If you're going to get some butter bean, you find them here on earth. If you're going to get some money, you find it here on earth. If you're going to get some appliance to work for you, or like a washing machine or dryer, whatever, you find it here on earth. Huh? If you're going to make you some money, you're going to find it where? Here on earth.